This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing optimism the deal between Turkey and the United States will hold. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan and Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump is backing his acting chief of staff's remarks on Thursday that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more details reporting from the White House.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to persuade lawmakers to back the Brexit withdrawal agreement he signed with the European Union ahead of a special session in the British Parliament scheduled Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hong Kong is bracing for the 20th straight weekend of anti-government protests after this week revealed that both sides are digging in. Protesters say they will not back down from the five demands of Hong Kong's government. And a city's chief executive said she's not making any concessions to protesters either. But protesters say they aren't giving up. VOA's Anita Powell explains.
As Hong Kong approaches its 20th straight week of anti-government protests, it's clear that no one is budging one inch. The city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has held firm against the protests, provoking calls for her resignation. And protesters are refusing to back down from their five demands, which include universal suffrage, an investigation of police violence, amnesties for protesters, and the full official withdrawal of the spark that lit the fires of dissent at the beginning of this year, a now withdrawn extradition bill that would allow mainland China to try people arrested in Hong Kong. Anita Paul, VOA News, Hong Kong.
A senior pilot at Boeing said he might have unintentionally misled regulators, according to a series of internal company messages that were released on Friday. The revelation of the messages comes as Boeing continues to struggle with the fallout from two fatal crashes that grounded its 737 MAX airplanes. The transcript of the messages shows that in 2016, the 737 MAX's then chief technical pilot, Mark Forkner, told another co-worker that the aircraft's flight system called MCAS was egregious and running rampant while he tested it in a flight simulator. The MCAS system has been tied to the crashes of the 737 MAX airplanes in both Indonesia as well as Ethiopia. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.